Spain holds nationwide municipal elections on Sunday. The vote is a test of the popularity of Spain's Prime Minister José María Aznar and his support for the war in Iraq. A poll showed a vast majority of Spaniards opposed the war. It's also a measure of the government's hardline position toward Basque separatist violence, which includes a ban on the pro-Basque Batasuna party. The elections fall 1 week after suicide attacks in Casablanca that targeted the Spanish cultural center. Aznar is blamed by some for placing Spain in the sights of Islamic terrorists with his pro-American stance. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
At first, the far left complained that Spain already had its hands full with terrorists from the Basque region. Then, the main opposition socialists chimed in. José Luis Rodríguez Zapatero, the party's leader, ridiculed Aznar for claiming that his pro-U.S. strategy had paid off when the State Department added a Basque political party to its list of terrorist groups. At home, the socialists had supported a ban on Batasuna because of the party's alleged links to the Basque separatist group ETA and because in Spain it's taboo to blame government policies for ETA's terrorist attacks. But at an election rally, Zapatero suggested that Washington's endorsement came at too high a price. Batasuna has been put on a list, he said, but sadly we are now on the list of targets for international terrorists. Moroccan authorities are investigating what they describe as foreign links to the suicide bombers, while in Spain the bloodbath has stirred up the election campaign. This week, as Aznar and Zapatero were making daily appearances on behalf of local candidates, the three Spanish victims were flown back from Casablanca and buried in funerals that headlined the evening newscasts. Jaime Mayor Oreja is the boss in the Basque region of Aznar's center-right Popular Party. He was asked in a talk show whether the attacks were a warning to the prime minister.
No debemos caer en la tentación de echar nunca la culpa a nadie, a ningún gobierno.
Let us never succumb to the temptation of blaming any government, policy, or party for the deaths in Casablanca, he said. For his part, Aznar has accused Zapatero of trying to make political capital out of the Casablanca victims. The Casablanca tragedy stunned many Spaniards. They were used to their country being seen as a friend in much of the Arab world. Spain recognized the State of Israel only recently in the 1980s. Political scientist Antonio Elorza says that one of Aznar's problems is that this pro-Arab legacy has ironically left Spain vulnerable to Islamic terrorists. While Spain lacks the military might of countries like the United States and Britain to deter terrorists, he said, it has many unprotected commercial and diplomatic interests in the Arab world. During the Iraq War, Aznar said that one reason he stood beside Bush and Tony Blair was to enhance Spain's international standing. Spain had grown into an economically powerful democracy since the end of the Franco dictatorship, and Aznar felt the country was ready for a leading voice in world affairs. But now both the prime minister and his compatriots may be facing the dangers of international leadership. For NPR News, this is Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.